that were meant to be part of a double album. And it's a good one. When Paul gets experimental, he's usually his best. Or when he does the rough things. His first album, classic, just himself and Wildlife, which a lot of people don't like, which is really raw and simple, but I think it stood the test of time pretty well. We heard Ultravox, the original version of Ultravox, from their third album, System of Romance. You heard Slow Motion. Great little band. I got to see them right before I left Montana, and totally enjoyed them. Really nice. And I think they split up soon after that and reformed with a new romantic version of Ultravox, which enjoyed some success. Roxy Music, a band that enjoyed a lot of success from their third studio album, Stranded. You heard Mother of Pearl. And I hadn't listened to that whole album for a while. I've been carrying it around in my bag to play, and I thought, oh, I really need to hear it, refresh my memory. And that one just jumped right out at me. So that's what you got. It's 5 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT and KGLZ. East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. And got just about an hour left. So let me take care of some business. And I will return. I have some music and stuff to yak about. The general underwriters for this show include Bridger Brewing, locally crafted brews, artisan-style pizza, and fresh salads. Open daily at 11:30 a.m., located across from the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse on the MSU campus, on the web at bridgerbrewing.com. Townsend Tea House, offering hot and cold classic teas from around the world, homemade chai lattes, bubble tea, and bulk loose leaf tea. Wi-Fi and comfortable seating also available, located at 402 East Main in Bozeman, and on Facebook, phone 577-2740. And thirdly, Western Sustainability Exchange, conserving Montana's open space, wildlife, and supporting local agriculture while strengthening rural economies. Details at westernsustainabilityexchange.org. Now I can continue. Let's see. I have this one set up. I'm going out to Seattle this weekend, quick visit. A band called the Chocolate Watch Band is playing, which is a band I saw several times between 66 and 67, and then I think a couple other times with ragged versions of the band. And they're playing with my friends, the Young Fresh Fellows, who have been out of action for a while because of a Scott McCoy stroke. And he's, I think this is the first time they've played together since then, and that'd be the first time in Seattle in a while. And it should be fun because they're good friends, and a couple of guys in the Chocolate Watch Band current lineup are friends of mine. And it's a nice, small, comfy place. And the Chocolate Watch Band are a funny band. Their name is more known than their music. Their records did no business, even in their hometown, San Jose. When I was a kid, they just sort of dribbled out, and nobody really paid them much notice, including the band, who were really upset that the producer had monkeyed with them. And put on songs that didn't even include the band. And they broke up just as they were, the first record came out, I believe. Dave Aguilar dismissed his whole career, that couple year period, until a few years ago. He said people kept calling him up and bugging him about it. So they've been putting together different versions of the Chocolate Watch Band. I think this one's pretty solid, and they've just done a new album. And they were good. They didn't really have any original material. They cover a lot of great, obscure English things, Kinks, Pretty Things, Stones, Yardbirds, and did it well. And they're really exciting and good looking. If you look at any contemporary pictures of the Rolling Stones, you'd find the Chocolate Watch Band looking just like that a week later, honestly. But they're a good live, and the records don't totally capture it. It's really something you had to be there, and that infuriates some people who love the records. And I found out a copy of their first album that I have is a very, very rare copy, and one of the band members is coveting it. Okay, enjoy. We're going to listen to a little bit of 60s garage and English beat.
Get along with you. I'm gonna take. fine for you. You left me a standing here without you. I'm sick. All your baggage gonna be on your own. Don't believe I do. You can count on me.
Oh, tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm sick of all your crying.
Sort of a sandwich there. Start off with Chuck Wash Band, a song they credit themselves for called Don't Need Your Loving. And that's one of the two songs they play in the exploitation film Riot on Sunset Strip, which is actually okay. It's great to see the Chuck Wash Band lip-syncing even, but it captures what they seem like live. But their song, Don't Need Your Loving, is actually a rewrite of the one you just heard, Kokomo Arnold's Milk Cow Blues, as done by the Kinks. And there's a lot of that going on. I heard Milk Cow Blues played by the Chocolate Watch Band several times. And I had to go seek it out because I didn't have that album at the time. We heard the other great San Jose band from that era, 66-67, The Other Side, also known as Bogus Thunder. You heard Streetcar, the B-side of their one and only single. And they were good. And in some ways, I think they're a more versatile band because they had Ned Torney, who was a all-around genius keyboard and guitar player. And they had a little more folk rock sound. And I always enjoyed seeing them. And I saw them play together a couple times, too. And they actually sprouted from the same band. The original Chocolate Watch Band split into two parts, and one of them became The Other Side. I read the Rolling Stones themselves, one of their punky songs from 12 by 5, Grown Up All Wrong. And that album I played earlier with the Rain Parade and stuff was called 3x4. Get it? That's where they got that from. Pretty Things from their debut album, Roadrunner. The Yardbirds from their album, The Yardbirds, or Roger the Engineer, if you want to call it that. You heard The Nazareth Blue, which is the other song the Chocolate Watch Band ripped off for their Ride on Sunset Strip song. They called it Sitting There Standing. And that's Jeff Beck in his nasally voice. A little bit of Elmore James. Good one, too. That all takes me back to my youth. 66, I'd have been 14 years old. And loving life. And buying records like crazy. Oh, I still do that, don't I? Oh, well. I must still be 14. Good, distinct possibility. I need to do one thing here. And is this the right one? Yes. This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, you're going to get Washington Week, Firing Line at 7:30, 8 o'clock, great performances. And 10 o'clock, BBC World News. So, good enough? I'll take care of you? I think so. Let's continue. I want to continue because I got a lot of stuff to play and not much time. And I won't be back for 2 weeks. So I have two more shows after this year. You know, there's a big Beatles White Album thing. And I've been playing some stuff off it. And I brought in a couple of the other discs. And this is from the demo disc, again, the Easter demos. And this one should have been on the White Album. And George Harrison took it away and gave it to his friend from Liverpool, who they'd signed to Apple, for his debut album, Jackie Lomax. And it's a killer song. It would have been great to hear the Beatles do it. And in fact, they do it, because the backing track for Jackie Lomax is the Beatles with Eric Clapton.
Yes, we do, man.
Hello.
Hello.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Life's not right, doesn't satisfy you. Don't get the breaks like some of us do. Better work it out, find where you've gone wrong. Better do it soon, you don't have long. Shortest time, your dreams come true. In no time at all, makes you more aware. Very simple process takes you there.
Back to where you should be. By now.
changing heart. Her face is smiles and yet there is no joy. They look for wealth no matter what the cost. To someone else that they might just destroy. So many people gather round a thousand voices with their praise. When you have reached the top, so they give you all they got. But when you're singing from the soul, they fail to see your final goal. They only tell you that you have long ways left to go. So you rhyme the changing line with one wheel spinning. Victim to the game of time. You place your name out in the lost and the found. So many people gather round a thousand voices lift their praise. Will you have reached the top? So they give you all they got. But when you're singing from the soul, they fail to see your final goal. They only tell you that you have left to go.
Tink-tink.
Now it's time to say goodnight. Good night, sleep tight. Now the sun puts out his light. Good night, sleep tight. Dream sweet dreams for me.
The Beatles, early take of Good Night. Does it say what number it is? Take 5. Okay, that's a nice one. With the final version is just Ringo singing. It doesn't have John Lennon's guitar in there. Very nice, that Beatles White Album reissue, whichever configuration you choose. I'd just say go get the big one. Might as well. If you're a Beatles fan, it's interesting. It's not filler. Roon Vandeweghe is here. He's going to be up next. I'm trying to time my last set out just about right, and I'm not sure if I've done it, but I can put a filler on the far side. No sweat. I don't have much to tell you, except I will be back in 2 weeks. Oh, this is you probably want to hear this.
The 30th annual Bozeman Christmas Stroll is Saturday, December 1st from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The holiday kickoff includes great food, hay wagon rides, street decorations, and much more. Presented by the Downtown Bozeman Association, the stroll is free, with some activities requiring the purchase of a Christmas stroll button. There's more info at downtownbozeman.org. The 2018 Bozeman Christmas Stroll, December 1st, downtown and in the Emerson Center.
Okay, I'm going to do one of the little parlor tricks I do once in a while. This is a make-believe ballroom. This is a recreation of a concert I saw 73-ish. I meant to look it up, and I never did. It was at Winterland, and it was a package tour they did at Island Records. It was headlined by Traffic. A band called Free, but it was hard to call them that because their guitar player, Paul Kossoff, didn't make the tour, and the guy they got was totally inappropriate. Good guitar player, but just didn't know the songs and didn't really work. And then John Martin opened and he did a solo act, and it was stunning for my $5, whatever it was. And I was listening to this John Martin album, which is live from around the same period, and reminded how good he was. So let's see if I can put the pieces together here. Give me a break if it misses. See you in 2 weeks.
It's a special.
Hippos don't wear hats. Cops we give broke. On long to ribbon.
reality. Thank you. Saturday, November 30th. A young star cluster